弟兄姐妹们，圣诞快乐
！Sisters, Merry Christmas！
几年以前的一个平安夜
，Few years ago on the the night of Christmas，
我也是收到一个电话，是我一个高中的同学。
I received a call from my high school mate。
他在电话里面就跟我说：“圣诞快乐。”
He said to me, "Merry Christmas."
然后那个是一个下半夜的两三点钟的时候。
It was in the late in the night.
而我已经在睡觉了。
I was already asleep.
然后被他骂了一通。
He kind of yelled at me.
他说，这是你的节日，你还在睡大觉。
He said he rebuked me in saying, "This is your holiday, and you're still sleeping."
我说你在做什么
？I asked, "What are you doing?"
他我在欢度圣诞。
I'm celebrating Christmas.
然后他就拿着那个手机对着他所在的地方，让我听那个声音。
And he used his phone to broadcast the sound around him.
我听到乱哄哄的声音。
I heard all the noises.
我就问他说，你在哪里？
I asked him, "Where are you?"
他说，我在酒吧里面狂欢圣诞。
I'm in the bar celebrating Christmas.
这是我的同学，一个不信主的人，他的圣诞节。
This is my classmate, high school classmate, a non-believer, his Christmas is celebrated that way.
如果你到中国的12月24号的晚上，
if you went to China, if you go to China on the Christmas Eve,
许多人会在，你会看到有很多狼的年轻人拿着一个苹果包得很漂亮。
You'll see a lot of young men. They are holding an apple wrapped very beautifully.
然后去找女孩子送给她平安果。
And they will present it to a girl as a peaceful fruit.
在所有大学周围的酒店宾馆。
All the hotels around colleges.
所有的房租都翻一番。
All their room nights are doubled.
这是他们在狂欢圣诞。
That's how they celebrate Christmas.
到底圣诞节我们该如何纪念呢
？And how do we remember Christmas? How to celebrate?
圣诞佳音是什么呢
？And what is the good news of Christmas?
这是作为我们一个基督徒。我们应该去思想的问题。
This is the question that, as Christian, we needed to meditate upon.
我今天想借着罗马书的第一章的3-4节。
Today through Romans 1:3-4.
跟大家一起来思想圣诞佳音。
I want to meditate upon the message of Christmas, the good news of Christmas with all of you.
我们一起来读这段经文，短短的两节经文。
Let's read these two verses together.
论到儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，是从大卫后裔生的；按圣上的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Regarding the Son, who, as to his human nature, was a descendant of David, and who, through the Spirit of holiness, was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的阿爸父神，我们感谢你，在2000年前，你差派主耶稣基督来到这个世上。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to the earth 2,000 years ago.
我们今天在此纪念主耶稣基督的诞生。
We're celebrating his birth today.
我们希望借着这两节圣经跟其他相关的经文。
We pray that through these two verses and other related scripture,
一起来思想何为圣诞佳音。
Want to meditate the message of what is the good news of Christmas?
求神你来帮助我们。
Lord, you help us.
我们将来祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
第三节说，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。
And verse 3 said, as to his human nature, Jesus was a descendant of David.
这可以说是回应了马太福音的家谱。
It responds to the genealogy recorded in Matthew.
可是家谱很特别。
But genealogy is very strange.
它的一个奇特的地方呢？
The strange thing is,
他说亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
It says a record of genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
这个家谱它分成三个部分。
And the genealogy is divided into three parts.
第一部分是有关族长时期的人物。
And the first part is about the patriarchal period.
第二部分呢是王国时期的所有的王。
And the second part is all the kings in the king period.
第三部分呢？是被掳时期的那些领袖们的名字。
And the third part is about the leaders of the period of captivity.
在第二部分的结束提到一个人。
In the end of the second part, one person is mentioned.
他说，百姓被迁到巴比伦的时候，耶西亚生耶格尼亚和他的弟兄。
When the people were deported to Babylon, after the exile, Jeconiah was born to the father of, Josiah, the father of Jeconiah and his brother at the time of the exile to Babylon.
十二节又特别说，耶哥尼亚生撒拉铁。
And the verse 12 said, Jeconiah gave birth to Shealtiel.
这不是因为发音不好发音所以很奇特。
It wasn't. It's strange, not because of the wrong pronunciation.
这是因为在旧约，好像大卫王的家族已经断根了。
It's because that in the Old Testament time, it seems as if the root of David was cut off. The branch of the David is cut off.
因为在耶利米书第二十二章三十节。
Because in Jeremiah chapter 22 verse 30.
耶和华如此说，要写明这人算为无子，是平生不得恒通的，因为他后裔中再无一人得恒通，人坐在大卫的宝座上治理犹大。
This is what the Lord said. Record this man as of childless, a man who will not prosper in his lifetime, for none of his offspring will prosper. None will sit on the throne of David or rule anyone in Judah.
这人是谁呢?
Who is this man?
因为如果你往上文去看的话，在22章的24节的时候，他就有解释说，耶和华说，犹大王耶雅敬的儿子哥尼亚。
If you go back to verse 24, it's recorded there. It says, this is what the Lord said. This is Jeconiah, son of king of Judah, Josiah.
和本圣经跟李仲真译本都特别注明说，这人又名叫耶哥尼亚。
Some of the Bible versions particularly record that this person is Jehoiakim.
这个人呢，已经不能再承接坐在大卫的宝座上，并且连他的后裔都不可以。
And this person no longer can sit on the throne of David, and none of his descendant can.
无论圣经是否有注明，大卫肉身的后裔因着不断犯罪，已经被剥夺王位了。
Whether it's explicitly recorded or not, because of the repeated sins, the fleshly descendant of David has been stripped off the right to the throne.
但这段圣经都在告诉我们说，诶，大卫肉身的后裔已经不能承接这个王位了。
So these scripture verses are telling us that fleshly descendant of David can no longer inherit the throne.
那为什么又说大卫的肉身是从大耶稣的肉身是从大卫来的呢？
And then why does it in Matthew in genealogy says that Jesus was from the line of David?
第二个奇特的地方又出来了。
And second strange thing came.
雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫，那称为耶稣的是从玛利亚生的。
Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary,And Jesus was born of Mary.
诶，这节经文跟第一节经文好像有点冲突。
And this verse has a little bit seems contradict to the first verse.
为什么记载约瑟的家谱，而从肉身、从血统、血缘来说，耶稣并不是跟约瑟有任何的关系？
Why is the descendant, he's the son of Joseph, but from a fleshly perspective, he has nothing to do with Joseph.
家谱是耶瑟的家谱，为什么说耶稣是大卫的后裔，甚至我们会说他承接了王的身份呢？
The genealogy was the genealogy of Joseph's. And why does Bible tell us that Jesus...inherit the kingdom, the right to throne through this line of Joseph.
事实上，主耶稣只是约瑟的养子。
In fact, Jesus was the adopted son of Joseph.
这一点对我们很重要。
And this is very important to us.
根据圣经，养子也同样拥有亲生儿子所有的权利跟责任。
According to the Bible, adopted son has the full responsibility and right as a biology son.
在旧约的路德记当中，我们会看到
in Ruth, we saw
拿米带着路德回到他们的家乡。
Naomi took Ruth.Going back to her homeland.
两个寡妇无法生存。
And two widows, it's very difficult for them to live.
虽然他们有土地，但他们不能耕种来养活自己。
Although they have land, they can't farm to sustain themselves.
所以拿米就说，路德，你要去找一个人嫁了，让他来供养我们。
So Mary, Naomi said to Ruth, you have to marry someone.So that we can be supported.
然后路德就找到波阿斯。
And Ruth found Boaz.
但是波阿斯说，我不可以。
But Boaz said, I can't.
因为拿米还有一个至亲的，按照他们的规矩是要那个至亲的来承接，来买那块地。
Because Naomi has another kinsman redeemer, according to their tradition,Only that kinsman redeemer can buy the land from Naomi.
所以波阿斯就把拿米至亲的叫来，在城门口就要谈论这件事情。
But Boaz found the kinsman redeemer, and at the city's gate, they discussed this matter.
当谈论这件事情的时候，那个至亲的刚一开始很高兴要买这块地。
And when we first discussed about it, and the kinsman redeemer was very happy, and he wanted to buy the land.
但是波阿斯说，你买了这块地之后，你就是拿米的养子了，义子了，所以你也要娶他的儿媳妇作为妻子，承接那个名呢。
But Boaz said to him, if you buy the land, you become adopted son of Naomi, and you needed to fulfill your right to.Mary Ruth.
所以呢，这个拿米的至亲，圣经都没告诉我们他叫什么名字，因为不重要。
So the Bible didn't even tell us what's the name of this kinsman redeemer because it's not so important.
他害怕了，他拒绝了，他不愿意承担那个责任。
He was afraid and he rejected the deal. He was not, he doesn't want to take the responsibility.
所以他就脱下他的鞋子，交给波阿斯。
He took off his shoe and gave to Boaz.
他放弃这个权利。
He gave up the right.
所以在耶稣基督家谱里面没有他了。
So in the genealogy of Jesus, Christ, his name wasn't in there.
而他宣告放弃。
He declared that he gave up.
但波阿斯娶了路德，拿了那个地，也把他的儿子就放在拿米孩子的身上了。
So Boaz, in the contrary, married Ruth, took the land, and put his their son's name under Naomi.
这个故事在告诉我们，作为养子，你要承接你所有的义务跟责任。
And so this story is telling us that as adopted son, we needed to take, we have all the rights and responsibility.
而这也是圣经耶利米书二十三章五节所提到的同样的事情。
And this is also what Jeremiah was talking about.
因为因着那些王，因着大卫的后裔不顺服神，犯罪，神把他们的王位剥夺了。
Because of repeated sin of those kings of Judah, God stripped off their right to the throne.
但是在他的下文二十三章第五节说，耶和华说：“日子将到，我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔。”他必掌完全，行事有智慧，在地上施行公义、公平和公义。
And in the later part in Jeremiah 23, verse 5, said, "The days are coming, declare the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land."
所以被兴起的公义的苗裔是谁呢
？So who is this?Branch that's raised up.
主耶稣是约瑟的养子。
Jesus is the adopted son, was the adopted son of Joseph.
这一方面满足了神剥夺的耶哥尼亚王位的惩罚。
It satisfied the punishment of taking away the throne from Jeconiah.
所以从血缘关系来说
，from the genealogy, from the bloodline.
耶稣不是约瑟亲生的。
Jesus wasn't the biology son of Joseph.
神通过给大卫家兴起一个公义的苗裔来实现他对大卫所起的誓。
God raised up another a branch to fulfill his covenant to David.
圣经使徒行传二章三十节同样记载到。
Acts 2:30 also recorded.
大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他启示，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他的宝座上。
David was a prophet and know that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne.
所以就主耶稣的人性而言
，According to his human nature，
他是从大卫的后裔生的。
He was a descendant from David.
而且也承接坐在大卫的宝座上。
And also inherit the right to throne.
所以马太福音所记载的家谱是耶瑟的家谱。
And that's why the genealogy of Matthew was the genealogy of Joseph's.
罗马书第一章第三节告诉我们说，按肉身说是从大卫后裔生的。
So that's why Romans 1 verse 3 says, according to his human nature, he is descendant of David.
这为什么重要呢？
Why is it important?
我们等到第三点的时候，我们再更多的说明。
And we will discuss more in the third point.
接下来第四节告诉我们说，按圣上的灵说是神的儿子。
But by the, according to the, Spirit of holiness, he was the Son of God. He was declared the Son of God.
这是耶稣的第二个身份，神的儿子。
Son of God was the second identity of Jesus.
圣善的灵是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by the spirit of holiness?
我们记得在马太福音第十九章里面，
In Matthew 19,
当那个年轻的财主来问耶稣有关永生的事情的时候，
When the young rich man came to ask Jesus about eternal life,
他称呼耶稣是良善的。
He called Jesus good.
耶稣对他说，你为什么以善事问我呢？
Why do you ask me about good things?
只有一位是善的。
Only one is good.
这个一位是善的指的就是神。
And that's God.
所以这个圣善的灵就是说的就是圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit, the spirit of holiness is referring to God's spirit.
马太福音一章十八节也告诉我们说，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
And Matthew also told us that Mary was already to be married to Joseph, but was not fully completed yet. But Mary was pregnant through the Holy Spirit.
所以从圣善的灵，按着圣善的灵，是在说他从圣灵感孕。
And so according to the Holy Spirit of holiness means that she was pregnant by Holy Spirit.
因使你复活，显明是神的儿子。
Through resurrection, proved to be Son of God.
因使你复活，他在告诉我们，他战胜了死亡。
Through resurrection, tells us that he defeated death.
罗马书的后面会告诉我们，因着罪的工价乃是死，所以我们每一个人都落在死的光景当中。
And Romans later on told us that the wage of sin is death, so we all are in the situation of death.
而神差他的儿子来到这个世界上，为我们的罪被钉在十字架上面。
And God sent his only son and come to this world and to be nailed unto the cross.
以这种从人来看是最无能的，来成就他的大能。
And through this most powerless act, he releases the power, mighty power.
所以是因从死里复活。
So through death and resurrection.
他不是因从死里复活，所以他就是神的儿子。
It's not because.
因从死里复活，使他成为神的儿子。
Oh, it's not because he resurrected and become son of God.
这边说，是显明是神的儿子。
He was declared with power to be the son of God.
所以我们注意，不是成为神的儿子，而是显明是神的儿子。
Not become son of God, rather declared to be son of God.
这个非常非常的重要。
And this is very important.
因为他是用这种方式来让我们可以看见。
So it's through this kind of process God revealed to us.
因为跟我们人跟神中间因着我们的罪有一个很大很大的拦阻隔在我们面前。
Because of sin, there is a huge barrier between human and God.
因为这样我们没有办法看到神。
Because of our sin, we cannot see God.
我们没有办法认识神。
We cannot know God.
所以耶稣基督来把这个罪除掉之后，我们就可以看到神。
When Jesus take away our sin, we can see God.
神原来就在那里，我们没有办法看到。
God was already there, but we couldn't see him.
所以耶稣基督把那个罪除掉的时候，就把他的神在我们面前显明出来了。
So when God, Jesus take away our sin, God was revealed to us, made known to us.
所以主耶稣除去我们的罪，使我们得见神的本体了。
So Jesus take away our sin, so we can see God who he is.
所以是因使你复活，显明是神的儿子。
So it was declared as son of God. through the resurrection.
所以按着肉体身，他是大卫的后裔。
According to his human nature, he was a descendant of David.
按着圣上的灵说，他是神的儿女。
According to the spirit of holiness, he is the son of God.
但这一切跟我们有什么关系呢？
How is this related to us?
这一切在告诉我们说，按着福音说，我们是神的儿女。
This is telling us that according to the gospel, we are children of God.
圣经告诉我们说，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信他，信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
It says if you believe in God and admit in your, by your mouth that you are acknowledge in your heart.
所以从此我们靠着耶稣基督，我们被称为神的儿女。
So through Jesus Christ, we are called the children of God.
主耶稣就是神，他是创造我们的神。
Jesus is God. He is the creator.
但是他是独生子，那我们又是神的儿子，好像又有矛盾哦。
And he is the only son, and we are children. Is there any contradictions?
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，说的是耶稣基督，就是那个独一的神的儿子，独一的神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And this is talking about Jesus.
从来没有人看见神，只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Nobody has seen Jesus, only the Son revealed it to us.
这一切都在非常强调他是独生的儿子。
And all these are emphasizing that he is the only Son.
那他是独生的，那我们算什么？
If he is the only Son, who are we then?
我们还是神的儿女吗？
Are we still children of God?
那是不是有一点矛盾呢？
Is there any contradiction?
但圣经告诉我们，我们是因信称为神的儿女。
And Bible tells us we become children of God through believing, by believing.
虽然是受造的，却完完全全承接了儿女的身份。
Although we are creation of God, but we have the full identity as children of God.
这是我刚才说主耶稣的那个言子的身份非常重要的关键就在这里。
And that's why I'm saying the identity of it as an adopted son for Jesus is very important to us.
就如主耶稣虽然是约瑟的言子，却完全承接坐在大卫的宝座一样。
Even though he was an adopted son of Joseph, but he has inherited the full right to be on the throne of David.
虽然我们不是像主耶稣一样是一个创造的主，是一位神。
Although we're not like Jesus, he is the creator and he is God.
但因着我们靠着耶稣基督的宝血洗净，神视我们为神的儿女。
But through his blood, we become his adopted son. God sees us as his children.
我们就完完全全承接所有作为神儿女的福分跟责任了。
So we receive the full right and responsibility as children of God.
耶稣基督作为神的儿子，他顺服神的命令，他被差派来到世界上。
As God's son, he was obedient and was sent to the earth.
他享有那个荣耀，当然也要负上那个责任。
He has the glory, and he also fulfill his duty.
所以我们同得神儿女的福分跟责任。
And we receive his, we receive our right and assume our responsibilities.
所以这提醒我们，我们在纪念圣诞的时候，我们不要去效法拿阿米至亲的亲属。
So it reminds us when we celebrate Christmas.We don't want it to follow the example of Naomi's kinsmen.
我们不要脱下鞋子交出去。
We don't want to take off our shoe and hand it over to someone else.
我们不要放弃那个责任。
We don't want to give away that responsibility.
我们要承担那个作为神儿女的职分。
We wanted to take on the responsibility as children.
我们当效法波阿斯的福分与责任同德。
And we wanted to follow the example of Boaz, who take the right and responsibility at the same time.
就像路德记四章九到十节说。
Like Ruth 4:9-10 says.
波阿斯对长老和众民说。你们今日做见证，凡属以利米勒和基连马伦的，我都从拿米手中自买了，又娶了马伦的妻摩押女子路德为妻，好在死人的产业上存留他的名，免得他的名在本族本乡灭没。你们今日可以做见证。
And Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, "Today, your witnesses that I have brought from Naomi all the properties of Elimelech, Chilion, and Mahlon. And I have also acquired Ruth, the Moabite, Mahlon's widow, as my wife, in order to maintain the name of that with his property, so that his name will not disappear from among his family and from the town records. Today, you are witnesses."
So, today we once again celebrate the birth of
Jesus. And today we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
圣诞给我们带来什么样的佳音呢？
And what good news that Christmas bring us?
神因着他的爱跟公义，
And through his righteousness and love,
他自己感应玛利亚道成肉身，
God calls Mary to be pregnant.
降生在约瑟的家中，成为约瑟的养子。
And Jesus born onto the household of Joseph, become adopted son of Joseph.
主耶稣成为约瑟的养子。
Jesus become the adopted son of Joseph.
并以此承接大卫后裔王的身份。
And he had the right to the throne of David.
这对于我们非常的重要。
It's so important to us.
他再次显明神的一个标准。
And he reveals a standard.Standards of God.
我们因着福音成为神的儿女。
Because of the gospel, we become children of God.
同样也承接了所有儿女所应有的百分之百的产业。
And we inherit 100% of the inheritance.
我们既然拥有神儿女的这个尊贵的身份，
we have this honorable identity.
我们就应当活出真实神儿女所当有的生活。
We ought to live out a life that worthy of our identity.
我在国内认识一个人。
I know a person in China.
你看他的外表，他就是一个白人，白种人。
And he's a Caucasian from his appearances.
但是他一开口说的比我还标准的普通话。
But he opened his mouth, his Mandarin was better than mine.
他的筷子拿得比我还厉害。
His chopsticks was awesome, holding the way he holds it.
他是思维方式就是中国人的。
His way of thinking is totally Chinese.
如果你是闭着眼睛跟他说话的话，你不会觉得他是个外国人。
If you close your eyes and talk to this person, you wouldn't know that he's a Caucasian.
因为他是在中国长大的外国宣教士的孩子。
Because he's raised up in China as a child of missionary.
他告诉我们说我是鸡蛋。
He told us that I'm an egg.
因为外表是白的，中间是黄的。
Outside is white, inside is yellow.
表里不一。
And inside and outside not the same.
所以我以此来告诉大家。
I wanted to tell you.
我们不做鸡蛋式的基督徒。
And we don't want to be the egg-like Christian.
我们要做一个表里如一的神的儿女。
We want to be a Christian that's inside and outside the same as God.
我们要做真正神儿女的基督徒，这才是最好的纪念圣诞。
We want to be a true children of God, and that's the best memory of Christmas.
这才是真正的圣诞佳音。
And that's the true good news of Christmas.
因为主说，你们也当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Because Jesus said, you should do so in remembrance of me.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的阿爸父神。
Father, we.
我们感谢你差派耶稣基督。
Thank you for sending Jesus Christ.
让他降生在约瑟的家中。
And I'm born to the household of Joseph.
为了我们的罪，他宁愿起这样一个谦卑的身份。
For our sin's sake, he assumed a humble form of human.
他用这样的方法来拯救我们。
With this way, he came to save us.
他更是为了我们罪被钉在十字架上面。
And he was nailed on the cross for our sin's sake.
除去我们的罪
take away our sin,
使我们可以成为神的儿女
so we can become children of God.
当我们因着耶稣基督的牺牲使我们可以成为神的儿女的时候
through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we become children of God.
我们真的要对得起这个尊贵的身份
we want to be worthy of this honorable identity.
我们是神的儿女
we're children of God.
我们就要活出神儿女的样式。
We want to live out the life of children of God.
我们不要做鸡蛋。
We don't want to be egg.
我们要做真正神的儿女。
We want to be true children of God.
求神你来帮助我们。
Lord, you help us.
让别人可以从我们身上看到神的荣耀。
So people can see your glory from us.
让我们可以看到我们真的是神的儿女。
So they know that we're true children of God.
这才是我们真正要纪念耶稣基督诞生的。
And this is how we should remember this birth of Jesus Christ.
求神你来帮助我们。
Lord, you help us.
带领我们。
Lead us.
使我们可以活出神儿女的样式。
So we can live out a full identity and honor of children of God.
我们将来祷告祈求，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.